Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Burnett moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Vosmak moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick scores. Hunfield moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Hodapp, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Harder. Ekrod moves to second. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Kom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ekrod for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simons bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Pete Appleton now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. Faye Thomas now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 3 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to home to get Reynolds. Ekrod moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hunfield. Ekrod scores. Sissel scores. Kham moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Fonseca picks up the ball and throws it to Burnett who tags the runner out. Kham scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 2 in the game. Carraway hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue is hit by the pitch. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Blue steals second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simons takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Simons moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick throws the ball into Hunfield who tags Ekrod trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simons scores. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel bunts towards third. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.